The best New Year's deals are happening now at Tanger Outlets. Celebrate with up to 70% off savings from Nike Factory Store, Coach, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. From activewear to accessories, beauty, and apparel, find everything you're looking for to kickstart the new year. The clock is ticking. Hurry into Tanger Outlets to save more. Hundreds of brands, unbeatable value. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in. Hour number two of the program here on Monday morning, 2 days before Christmas. Have you finished your Christmas shopping? I have. Basically just did it all yesterday. Although I do need to go out and get a couple of gift bags today. Got to go pick up some items at Walmart anyway, so hopefully they have a few gift bags left. But generally, I was able to get everything done yesterday. Went out, did it all in one shot. I don't have much to buy anyway, so makes it easy. Just some gift cards and a couple things for my parents. But I went yesterday to, it's not ruining the surprise. I get them a Lowe's gift card every year for Christmas. So I went to Lowe's. It was busy, but it wasn't overwhelming. And then I went to the Dartmouth Mall. And the traffic at the mall was insane. But the actual shopping inside the mall wasn't bad. It wasn't overly crowded. I mean, it was crowded, but it wasn't, you know, too much. The lines weren't too long in the stores that I went into. I think the longest line that I waited in was JCPenney, and that was only, 5 minutes. And I went around 3:30. I got to the mall because I figured the closer I got to the Patriots, maybe that would slow things down a little bit. But also, like, who cares about the Patriots at this point, right? I know I shouldn't say that since we have the games here on WBSM, but come on. It's Christmas shopping time. You can record the game and watch it later. Or people will probably out shopping and listening to it on WBSM. But the Patriots had a chance in that game, and I guess that's all you can ask for. But also, I figured that would probably help me, as if I went at that time, maybe it would be a little bit slower. But it was fine. I went into all the stores I had to go into with no issues. Now, could I find everything I was looking for? Well, yeah, more or less. I don't think that I was, coming up short with anything that I was looking for. Certainly, if you're looking for particular sizes, that can be an issue this close to Christmas. But also, you should know that if you're bought clothes in the past, that it's tough when you get closer to the Christmas to find the sizes that you need. And so what do people end up doing in that situation? Well, what they usually do is they buy the wrong size and then get a gift receipt and say, I'm not sure if this is the right size or not. And then they put it on the person receiving the gift to have to go return it and get the right size. It's not a dumb idea. But I did find that people were mostly in a good mood and, no real arguments or anything that I saw. Everybody seemed to be in good spirits, so that's good. And then I went over to Kohl's. I was at the Dartmouth Mall, I should have said, yeah. But then I went to Kohl's. Only my second time ever being in that Kohl's. My third time overall ever being in a Kohl's. I was looking for something in particular. So I was like, well, let's see how bad it is in there. And in case you were unaware, they were open till midnight last night. They're going to be open till midnight again tonight. So if you've got to do some last minute shopping, that's a place we can get a lot of different stuff. So that might not be a bad idea. In fact, I've got to head back over to Dartmouth later on this evening to pick up my laundry from Dash. I decided not to do the pickup and delivery. I don't want to make it more difficult for them close to Christmas. I was like, I got to go to the mall anyway. I can drop it off. And then I'll just pick it up after work on Monday. But maybe I'll shoot back over there and take another loop around and see if there's anything else I want to give as a gift. Because, yeah, they do have a lot of stuff in there. I see now why people like that store. It's like JCPenney, but with more stuff. And I'm a big JCPenney fan, so. In fact, I, you know, got myself a few things while I was out. We were talking about Christmas songs that, you know, some of the novelty stuff I'm going to play over the next couple of days and some of the more obscure stuff that you probably haven't heard. And I got a message. I had played the Barking Dogs and said, you know, many people consider that to be the most annoying Christmas song. And Participation Trophy Wife says, more annoying is Christmas Shoes. And then said, we prefer the Christmas Chihuahua song by Edwin McCain as far as dog-themed Christmas songs. So, yeah, Christmas Shoes is a song. Even people that support the message behind Christmas Shoes still don't like the song because the narrator is a little too self-congratulatory. And there's people who feel that song is exploitative of people in poverty. I don't know. Maybe sometimes we look into things a little bit too deeply. But I can tell you one of the most annoying songs when I was a kid. And it wasn't so much a Christmas song, but somehow it ended up on a Christmas compilation that my mom had. I can't remember if it was something that she bought and it was already on there, if it was a tape that we had made when you used to, you know, dub your own tapes. I don't know if it was one that we made of Christmas songs and we put this on there. But there was a song in the 80s. Called Dear Mr. Jesus. And it came out in 1987. And I forget what it was that I was watching. But I saw the video for this song, which was, you know, even as a 9-year-old, I was like, this is bad. Like, and I feel bad saying that because it's a song that's about child abuse. And it's a song that's about, like, this little girl writing to Jesus because she saw something about child abuse on the news. And then, you know, it resonated with her because it turns out that she was abused as well. And so she's writing this letter to Jesus to say, why do you let kids get abused? And, you know, the message of the song is important. And we had songs about child abuse in the 80s. As we were trying to transition from the it's okay to hit your kids to you shouldn't hit your kids mentality. But there are songs that did it a little bit better, like Luca by Suzanne Vega did it a lot better. I don't think that Dear Mr. Jesus was as effective as they hoped it would be about that topic because It was a pretty annoying song. And it could just be because I don't like kids singing. I know it's weird, and I'm a terrible person for saying that, but the sound of kids singing sometimes just gets me. But the that song was just ridiculous, and I played it for my family as like a joke. Like, listen to how bad this song is. And my mom ended up loving the song. So I don't know if it was on a Christmas compilation or if she put it on a Christmas compilation, but it was not a Christmas song. But apparently it was a relatively big hit when it came out in 1987. It peaked at number 61 on the Hot 100 in January 1988, but it's been 7 weeks on the chart. But, oh, man. I even thinking about, you think cars for kids is annoying. I know, and I feel bad saying it because the topic is so important. Anyway, speaking of topics, something that I wanted to bring up. So on Friday, a press release was put out from the city council office, and it came from Ward 2 City Councilor Maria Giesta. Now, if you've heard some of the discussion about her here on the air, and you know, certainly Chris McCarthy has talked about her championing the Capitol Theater project, and Wailing City Live, which is Carlos Felix's venture, had a published post on December 14th that Maria Giesta took issue with. In fact, well, let me read you what this post said, and then we'll get into her reaction to it. So this was written by Joe Barros, who is a Wailing City Live journalist, according to this post. And this is what it says. Local citizens are accusing Maria Giesta of supporting a nonprofit that has vowed to help undocumented individuals, including those with possible criminal records, from being found by law enforcement in New Bedford. The Capitol Theater Project, managed by Corinne Williams of CEDC, is allegedly being used to fund this effort. Additionally, a further $250,000 in funding is being requested from the city council, bringing the total to $20 million. Concerns have been raised regarding Maria Giesta's actions, which may be in opposition to government policies, which some citizens have stated could potentially lead to charges related to harboring fugitives. Now, keep in mind, none of this is actually sourced, real, verifiable information. This is just people are saying. But also, Wailing City Live is not a newspaper. Not a radio station. It's the internet. And if people are saying on the internet, then people can say on an internet page. It says, moreover, she is reportedly the driving force behind the movement to elect Shane Burgo as president of the city council. Shane Burgo's political stance is described as far left, with a focus on defunding the police, which could potentially lead to an environment that may convince new police officers to leave the NBPD and the depletion of the New Bedford Police Department. It is crucial for citizens to be aware of the potential changes in the city council's direction. Okay, well, there's a lot that I want to address in this, but I will do that later because I want to get to Maria Giesta's response to this. But a lot of this is garbage. And I've told Chris McCarthy that at some point I'm probably going to respond to some of the things he's been saying, because a lot of it is just, it's not true. Or a lot of it is just not something you need to be concerned with. What do you think Shane Burgo, as city council president, is going to do? You can't sit here and talk about, when Linda Morad is the city council president and you don't like the way she does things, you can't call in every day and talk about how, well, she's the city council president. She doesn't have any real power. She needs to learn she doesn't have any real power. And then you're worried about when Shane Burgo gets elected and you say, well, what's going to happen if this guy has that kind of power? The city council president can't do anything except run city council meetings and put people on committees. The city council president is not going to change the very fabric of the city. Now, you could say I'd be concerned if he was running for mayor, but as city council president, what's he really going to do? And the city council's approach has been kind of everybody gets a turn with the gavel. And you're running out of people that haven't had a chance yet. And I've heard people say that there's support for Sean Oliver for city council president. It would also be a great choice. Here's the difference. Shane Burgo's been there longer. So if everybody's going to get a turn with the gavel, then Sean Oliver can wait his turn and Shane Burgo can have it this time around. You're all getting worked up over nothing. The city council president is not going to create homeless encampments in the city of New Bedford. The homeless services don't even want homeless encampments in the city of New Bedford. If they created them, nobody's going to go to them. If they try to put people in them, they won't stay. You're all getting worked up over nothing. Anyway, that's a whole different kettle of fish, as they say. Nobody says that anymore, Tim. Find a more modern. But let me give you her response to that. This is a press release that came from the city council office, written by Ward 2 Councilor Maria Giesta. Recently, there has been dishonest and unsubstantiated attacks on my character. The attacks are so absurd that I normally wouldn't waste my time addressing them, but unfortunately, some people have fallen victim to the falsehoods and believe the nonsense. I have never supported nor been involved with organizations or groups that do not obey the laws of this country. I have never been arrested or convicted of criminal conduct, unlike the person attacking me. Instead of reading the scurrilous writings of the, quote, reporters in quotation marks, making false accusations, I direct your attention to an article written by Michael Rock of Fun 107, which sets forth the truthful details of the Capitol Theater project that is attached to the end of the statement. And she did attach that article. You can read it at fun107.com. It was when Corinne Williams came in as part of the South Coast Health Community Spotlight and was talking about the work being done for this Capitol Theater project. Let me go on with Councilor Giesta's statement. I was raised to believe that good and honorable people do not need to defend themselves, but unfortunately we live in a time when that is no longer the case. Hate, prejudice, immorality, and ignorance are the new normal in our country and unfortunately has come to our community. For those of you who don't know, I was 3 years old when my family immigrated to the United States in 1966 from São Miguel, Azores, Portugal. Like many families, there is a story behind my family's immigration. My paternal grandmother was born in Fall River, Massachusetts in 1904. The Giesta family has been true blue Americans for over 100 years. In my capacity as a city councilor, it is my job to help and work for the people of Ward 2, and I have done my very best since I was elected in 2017. She has a quote here, "Evil prospers when good men do nothing. I will not stand by and do nothing and let evil prosper. I will never allow anyone to make false statements about me and the people that live and work in Ward 2. I will not allow a bully who spits on the laws of our city, along with others who have all who also have unsavory backgrounds, to diminish my family name for profit. My name is Maria Giesta, and I am very proud of my family and our American story. I love the city of New Bedford and the United States of America. If you live in Ward 2 and you need any help or guidance, please contact me. I work for you and nobody else." So that is her response to those statements that were made. And I did reach out to Councilor Giesta yesterday to see if she wanted to come on and discuss this a little bit more. And she said, "Thank you, Tim, for the invitation, but I'm not available at this time." So I just, that's why I read her statement. I figured that was, you know, the fair thing to do since she couldn't come on and join us. But that's a very full-throated response to these attacks against her. And I have to say, I agree with Councilor Giesta on this. Some of the stuff that I've heard brought up about this is just not true. That an organization trying to put together a community endeavor that will benefit the community, the neighborhood, is being turned into something negative by people that don't even live in the neighborhood. Has the cost ballooned up? Yes. Should those costs be examined and should people be concerned about those costs? Absolutely. It's taxpayer money. Of course you should be interested in what's going on with it. But that doesn't mean that you should believe the outright untruths that are being said about what the plan is and what is going on over there. The other part of it, and I certainly, you know, just taking a look at this, as I said, full-throated defense. But the other part of this, too, is she said here, let me see if I can find the exact part that made it stand out. Da, there was a line where she had said something about how, you know, the false accusations are what are becoming the talking points. Unfortunately, some people have fallen victim to the falsehoods and believe the nonsense. And I hear the nonsense. I heard a caller actually say on Chris McCarthy's show the other day, you know, you can just drive down Acushnet Avenue and you can see all the undocumented immigrants. What? What are you talking about? How can you see that there are undocumented immigrants in a neighborhood that is very large population of people who are immigrants already? How do you know their immigration status based by looking at them? If you should just go get a job for ICE. You could make their job so much easier. It reminds me of that scene in my favorite Arnold Schwarzenegger movie, The Last Action Hero. You mean all I had to do was drive around and point and say the bad guys are in there? That's all you got to do is drive around and point and say the illegal immigrants are over there. That's it? That's all you got to do? Because they look different than you? I'm telling you. Stupidity is a virus that has infected this country. And I'm afraid it's going to get worse before it gets better. But where are your antidote? Right here. But right now I've got to take a break, so I'm going to leave you hanging. And we'll be back in just a few moments. All right, welcome back in. We're going to be going now into the newsroom to get all the top stories of the day from Phil Devitt.
Trump looking at ways to end birthright citizenship. Five injured at a Texas mall after a truck crashes through the building. And what came out on top at the weekend box office?
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
President-elect Donald Trump's team is assessing multiple options to fulfill his long-promised pledge to end birthright citizenship. This, according to two sources familiar with the discussions. This is now teeing up a legal fight with the expectation that the Supreme Court would ultimately have to rule on the matter. Trump has railed against birthright citizenship, which is protected by the 14th Amendment, for years, and suggested he'd use executive action to ban it. Trump also says he wants to rename Alaska's Mount Denali back to Mount McKinley. Two U.S. Navy pilots shot down on Sunday over the Red Sea in an apparent friendly fire incident, according to the U.S. military. This marking the most serious incident to threaten troops in over a year of America targeting Yemen's Houthi rebels. Both pilots were recovered alive after ejecting from their stricken aircraft, one suffering minor injuries. But the shootdown underlines just how dangerous the Red Sea corridor has become, with ongoing attacks on shipping by the Iranian-backed Houthis, despite U.S. and European military coalitions patrolling the area. Chaos erupted at a Texas mall on Saturday when a pickup truck fleeing police crashed through the doors of a JCPenney store. The driver continued to drive through the store, injuring five people before being fatally shot by officers. The incident began with a police chase after reports of erratic driving. The driver then drove into the mall parking lot and rammed through the store, striking multiple people inside. Five victims taken to hospitals with injuries. Multiple law enforcement officers exchanging gunfire with the suspect, who was killed at the scene. The U.S. Department of Justice has filed a lawsuit against the state of Louisiana, alleging widespread and systemic overdetention of inmates. The suit claims that thousands of individuals are held in prison beyond their release dates, violating their constitutional rights. The practice, which has been ongoing for years, cost taxpayers millions of dollars annually. The DOJ warned Louisiana last year about the issues, but deemed the state's response insufficient. The lawsuit argues the right to liberty includes the right to timely release from incarceration. And Paramount's Sonic the Hedgehog 3 zoomed past Disney's Mufasa the Lion King at the box office, debuting with $62 million. The Sonic franchise continues to thrive, while Mufasa fell short of expectations with $35 million. Sonic 3 boasts strong reviews and audience scores, positioning it well for the crucial holiday season. Lion King prequel, meanwhile, despite a star-studded voice cast, received mixed reviews.
WBSM Sports.
The Boston Celtics are in Florida to play the Orlando Magic tonight at 7. Bruins home at TD Garden to play the Washington Capitals also at 7 tonight. And the next Patriots game, it's going to be on Saturday, home with the Los Angeles Chargers. And we'll carry that for you live here on WBSM.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
A sunny Monday in store for us today, but we're maxing out near 25 degrees for a high. And that brings us to tonight. When a storm moves through, we have a chance for some snow showers, minor accumulations, under an inch possible, into Tuesday morning. And we wake up on Christmas Eve day with temperatures back in the seasonable area around the mid to high 30s. Expect clearing throughout the afternoon. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy, only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
I want you to imagine for a moment, you're in a hospital. You are the patient connected to an IV bag. There's a constant parade of serious doctors, countless tests, endless pokes, and a serious diagnosis. Scary surgeries are followed by painful recoveries. You're in the hospital for days, weeks, months. Now imagine experiencing all of these things and you're only a child. This is why Starlight exists. To bring happiness to hospitalized children through programs that help kids cope, build resilience, bolster confidence, and change their outlook. Programs like gaming, virtual reality headsets, toy deliveries, radio flyer wagons, and cozy hospital gowns are just a few of the ways Starlight eases a child's hospital stay. Because happiness matters. Visit starlight.org to learn more.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy. You know what? We should make an emergency communication plan. That way we're ready this year. At my dorm, we have emergency kits for earthquakes and wildfires, but I'm sure there's something more local I can send you with a link.
Okay.
Smart.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
That we're not going to take it was also the perfect musical setup for O Come All Ye Faithful. So a little bit of Twisted Christmas there from Twisted Sister, which there was another album called Twisted Christmas before that, right? Bob Rivers did Twisted. He had multiple volumes of Twisted Christmas and some pretty funny stuff there. So one of the things that I want to point out this morning, and we can talk more about the Maria Giesta statement, we can talk more about the New Bedford Light report about Mayor Mitchell's travels over a one-year period. 11 trips, 5 weeks, 5 working weeks out of the city, $14,000 cost to the city. But as the mayor said, all for the benefit of the city. We can talk about that as well. In the next hour, we will be talking about the health connector we're going to have on joining us. We will have Audrey Morse Gasteyer, the executive director of the Massachusetts Health Connector, to talk with us about the open enrollment period coming to a close and how you can still get yourself some health insurance heading into 2025. But there's also a story that, you know, as usually happens at the end of a presidency, the president will issue pardons to some people and commute sentences of other people. And President Biden has commuted the sentence of nearly every man on federal death row, except for Boston Marathon bomber Dzhokhar Tsarnaev. So according to Channel 5's reporting here, the move spares the lives of people convicted in killings, including the slayings of police and military officers, people on federal land, and those involved in deadly bank robberies or drug deals, as well as the killings of guards or prisoners in federal facilities. It means just three federal inmates are still facing execution. They are Dylan Roof, who carried out the 2015 racist slayings of nine black members of the Mother Emanuel AME Church in Charleston, South Carolina, 2013 Boston Marathon bomber Dzhokhar Tsarnaev, and Robert Bowers, who fatally shot 11 congregants at Pittsburgh's Tree of Life Synagogue in 2018, the deadliest anti-Semitic attack in U.S. history. So those are the three that remain on federal death row. And there was a big movement to try to have Tsarnaev's sentence commuted, but President Biden did not bite on that. So I've got to take another break here. Got to let the heating guy in. We'll be back in just a few moments.
Steady. You know Joey Joe, Freddie, Jordan, and John.
Yeah.
Come on.
We got a funky, funky Christmas going on.
Have a funky, funky Christmas.
The Christmas song you probably forgot. But, you know, if you want to have a funky, funky Christmas, or maybe just a delicious Christmas, then stop by Dorothy Cox's Chocolates. Who would not love to get the gift of Dorothy Cox's Chocolates this Christmas? Whether it be for a gift for someone else or a gift for yourself, you deserve it, right? You can get their famous butter crunch, truffles, fudge, or a classic box of assorted milk or dark chocolates. They also have all kinds of different types of sweets as well. It's not just about chocolate. They've got all kinds of stuff in there, something for everybody's sweet tooth. And of course, gift certificates as well. Since 1928, Dorothy Cox's Chocolates has been making the holidays brighter for residents of the South Coast. So stop in today and make yours brighter at 21 Burden Way in Fairhaven or 100 Griffin Street in Fall River. You can also order online at dorothycox.com. And if you mention Fun 107 or WBSM, I would hope that you would mention WBSM since you're a WBSM listener, but you can mention Fun 107 too if you want, and you'll receive a free chocolate-covered pretzel rod. So Dorothy Cox's Chocolates wants to wish everybody a happy and delicious holidays. So we were talking before about the statement from Ward 2 Councilor Maria Giesta. We were talking about the New Bedford Light report about Mayor Mitchell and his travel. Both of those subjects on the table, as well as whatever else is on your mind. As I mentioned, Chris McCarthy is out today. He is under the weather. And I'm waiting to hear back from Paul Santos to see if he's available to fill in. But if not, we'll have probably the best of Howie Carr for you today. And then maybe we can get a best of Chris McCarthy on for you tomorrow. I just haven't had a chance to set anything like that up. Chris let me know this morning that he was going to be out. And so we'll do our best to get something in there for you. But hopefully Paul's available. Maybe it's holiday break at the day job and he's got the time. Or maybe he's like me and he's got to go out and do some last minute shopping and says, I just can't do it. So we'll see. I know that I have, I've got all my shopping done more or less now, except for getting a few gift bags. Hopefully I can get those done. Get those today. Let's take a phone call, 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
How are you?
I'm all right. How about you?
Okay. Could be better. I heard you were Christmas shopping all weekend. Did you spend a lot of money?
I shouldn't say all weekend, just for a couple of hours yesterday. That's how limited shopping I actually had to do.
Okay. Are you ready for my complaint today?
Sure.
Okay. I'm getting sick and tired of calling City Hall. Can't get them there at all. They connect me to the traffic. I understand it. I tried to cross the street at the Octopus twice on the weekend. The pedestrian crosswalk, if you want to get downtown, yep, the crosswalk works when you press the button. But when I pressed the button to cross the other way to go up Kempton Street, it never changed to let me cross the street. I was there 10 minutes freezing. Press the button again. It says, wait. You can hear the voice. Wait. Then you're looking up at that sign with the hand on it that gives you the permission to cross that street. And it never lit up for me. It stayed red the whole 10 minutes while I was freezing my tootsies off. And then some guy, I guess he had saw me, he was coming by. He goes, you need to get across the street? I said, yeah, but look. He said, come on, let's go. I'll get you across. He just booked it right up in the middle of the street. Everybody just stopped, truck drivers. I was shaking in my boots, and he got me across. I said, thank you. You're going to be here when I come back, because I still have to come back down the street. He says, I'm afraid I won't be here when you come back. Do the best you can. So I walked further down, like a Pleasant Street turns it, you know, Purchase Street turns into Pleasant Street. So I start walking down that way, figuring maybe if there's no cars coming in any direction, I'm going to make it across the street, which I did, or I wouldn't be calling you today. So I complained a number of times, and the woman that took my call at City Hall keeps connecting me to the traffic department. They took my call. They said, okay, we'll see what we'll do. The woman that answered that traffic line didn't even know what street I was talking. I said, going up Kempton. If I was standing in front of Walgreens and I wanted to go up instead of downtown, I can't get across that street. She goes, okay, let me see. What street are you talking about? I said, Kempton Street, lady. I mean, I'm speaking English. What kind of language do I need? So now I don't know. I need to get up that street today, and I don't know if it's stitched. And I'm not going to walk in the cold and get there to see that it's not stitched, because this isn't the first time. So what is the mayor doing? Why can't he fix those lights? He doesn't fix the street right, because the holes are ruining my car. My car's not new. You go, and I try to dodge those holes. But in order to do that, I'm going to hit somebody coming in my direction. So, and when they do the repairs, they use the worst sheet materials, because 2 weeks later, the same hole is back bigger than it was the last time. So what's going on with that?
Well, I will say, if you don't get an answer in the next 2 weeks, and you probably won't because it's the holidays.
I know.
In 2 weeks, I would recommend you call in while the mayor is on with Chris in the 11 o'clock hour. It's just the next two Wednesdays
are
holidays.
Am I going to be able to get on that line?
You should be able to.
Well, sometimes it's hard.
There's a lot of people calling, yeah.
Well, I don't know. And I do enjoy Chris's show. I listen. Maybe I don't call Walter. I listen. I got a big bang out of him when he makes up some great names, you know.
He does.
Denista and Maria Siesta. I like that. He thinks like me. I like that. Yeah. So I don't know what's going on, but I just wish Christmas was gone. I wish New Year was gone. I don't care. When it was Halloween, this is all about money. We all know it. Halloween, and I was already seeing Christmas things in the store. Forget Thanksgiving. There was already Christmas things in the store. And I know that maybe even before New Year gets here, we're going to see Valentine hearts in the stores. And I think I've already seen mugs in Walgreens.
I was going to say, we're going to have a story about that later on today for you. Jackson over at Fun 107 wrote a story about it. Yep. We'll have a story later on about the fact that Valentine's decorations are already hitting the shelves.
Yes, and it's ridiculous. And I'd like to know what the stores do after Christmas. I know they have a sale after Christmas, but after that, what do they do with everything that's left? Do they store it for next year? Or they're so overabundant that not everything is sold. What are they going to do with all those stuffed animals, all them chocolate-covered cherries, and come on.
Anybody that knows can call in and let us know, but I got to hold you there because I got to take one final break
All right. Have a good day.
You as well.
Bye-bye.
And again, yes, the mayor will be out the next 2 weeks. Oh, the mayor won't be here the next 2 weeks because we won't be here the next 2 weeks. Wednesday, the next 2 weeks are both holidays, and we'll have syndicated programming for you those two Wednesdays. So it'll be what? I don't even know what the date is of when the next Wednesday would be after that. So, but anyway, that's when the mayor will be back with Chris. I've got to take a break here for the last break of this hour. We'll be back in a few moments. All right, that is going to do it for this hour, but stay tuned. We've got one more hour coming your way. And coming up in the next hour, we're going to be joined by Audrey Morris-Gasteyer, the executive director of the Massachusetts Health Connector, joining us to talk about how you can sign up for health insurance here at the end of the open enrollment period. And then we'll take more of your calls after that at 508-996-05.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.